Oh, hi, it's Mac, and this is a response to Simon, SM2N. Simon made a response to me when I was querying in about problems I was having with uploading audio boo files from the app I was using, called Fire 2, F-I-R-E, the number 2. The 2 is only the latest incarnation of Fire, which I found is a great app. And of course Simon rightly points out that it is uncompressed file formats, although I can actually compress that down to a podcast format, which Audioboo accepts readily. Audioboo would not accept the larger files. I was right enough, it was a 20-minute file that was just slightly over 100 megabytes in uncompressed format. And the point about that was that Simon mentioned it was probably more to do with the email restrictions, but I'm not sure about that, because I actually contacted Mark Rock on the Audioboo support pages, and he stated that he reckoned it was about 70 megabytes. And so I sent the response immediately back to that a couple of days ago to say, is it possible to have this raised? And I haven't as yet received a reply to that, so I'm still waiting on that. I'll give it to the end of the weekend. If I don't, I'll get back on to the support pages and re-ask that question from Mark. I did use Pocket WavePad, Simon. I wasn't really impressed with it. It was probably just me. It's down to personalities again, isn't it? I mean, you know, one person's like is another person's dislike, and I just didn't really like how WavePad was operating. I know it's a simple way of doing things, yeah, it's absolutely fine, but from the moment I got Fire 2, I didn't have the first incarnation. I just happened to notice it had been out as the reincarnation. So I bought it immediately, and I got to grips with it instantly. It just seemed to work, and it's got great editing facilities. Very professional. That I would probably never use, but it really is a great app to work with. I'm really pleased with it, and that's why I want to stick with it, because it immediately worked for me, whereas I wasn't really immediately impressed by WavePad. Okay, and that led to the problem. So, yeah, it's still to be resolved, Simon, and I hope to get word back from Matt Rock on that. So, basically, I guess what he was saying was he didn't mention it was an email issue. He just mentioned it was a limit, possibly on Audioboo itself for the actual file size. So, yes, I can compress it and get it up there, but that's not the object, so we'll see how that goes, Simon, and I'll certainly get back to you on that one. I appreciate you doing that boot. What I have to say, Simon, is on your boo that I just listened to, the sound quality is really poor. It really is. I don't know if you've listened to it yourself, but compared to what you normally put out there, and even others, that the sound quality on that boo that you put out, it was really, really poor. I don't know what was going on, whether it was WavePad itself or maybe the circumstances where you were recording it, but maybe have another listen yourself. You'll maybe see or hear what I'm talking about. So, thanks again, Simon, and obviously keep this updated, because I'd like to get this resolved and obviously just try to work around the audio in whatever way I can. Okay, bye for now. I should add to this that I have just recorded this audio boo on my iPad 3rd generation for the first time. In other words, this is the first audio boo I've actually recorded on my iPad. I really should be using it much, much more, because I have 2 gigabytes of data per month with the contract on this iPad. And only 500 megabytes, I apologise, on my iPhone 4S. So, quickly use up the data on the phone. I really need to start using AudioBoom much, much more, and also other apps that use data across the interweb net. So let me know how the quality of this sounds, please, whoever's listening, especially Simon, since I just commented on this WavePad boo. Please, yeah, let me know what the quality of this sounds like. And I should say that using it on the iPad is great, because I have the iPad sitting in front of me on the steering wheel at the moment. I'm stationary, I'm parked up. And it's great because just the Retina display plus the whole issue, it just looks great, and you have the larger size. Well, I can go, I'm on 1x size, let's go to, 2x size. Well, don't see any real need for that, but I'll go back to one. Yeah, it looks nicer than one, it's just far too big, those bars. So yes, I'm using that, and it's great. Absolutely. AudioBoo is great. Can I say that again? AudioBoo is great, but there are some issues that needs to be sorted out. Okay. And while I'm on the subject of my iPad sitting my steering wheel, I have found a very neat holder for it. The steering wheel is perfect because of the centerpiece of my Volvo steering wheel. It's a perfect backing for the iPad to lean against. But I have a matching leather over cover on my steering wheel. And I can just slip the corners of the iPad either in portrait or in landscape mode just into between the cover and the steering wheel, and it's perfect. And I can actually turn the steering wheel here, and it just holds it so perfectly. It's brilliant. I wonder, could I possibly drive with this? Oh dear, shouldn't say that, should I? I mean, if I go around corners, yeah, it's going to be bad. But while I'm on long straight roads like motorways and that, I can actually have my iPad in front of me. Oh God, this is terrible. I could be watching YouTube videos. No, don't even think about it. It's illegal. Okay, enough for now. Bye. Bye for now. See you later. Goodbye.